And welcome to Valley Talk program here on the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota on AM 1260 and 105.7 FM and on 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks on this July 18th. We have a couple of individuals in the studio today talking about a fun event coming up here. And why don't you just introduce yourself since we're talking about the Common Ground event. And I'll start off with you, Leah.
Yeah, no, my name is Leah Wingem, and I'm the Director of Children, Youth, and Family Ministries for Trinity Lutheran Church.
Great.
And my name is Mary Gussie, and I'm a youth leader from Our Savior's Lutheran Church.
And I'm Michael Ozaki, and I'm the pastor of First Presbyterian Church and over at Trinity Lutheran.
Awesome. Great. Well, thank you all for coming in to talk about a great event coming up here. And this isn't the first Common Ground event, so I'm a little knowledge of what the Common Ground event really is. But for those our listeners maybe don't know, someone who want to take the stage and tell us about it.
Yeah. So my quick pitch is that Common Ground is a partnership between six different churches and their youth leaders and youth groups to create events for any church, any person to come together on a common ground and have fellowship, have some fun, and to see what God wants to do when we don't let anything else divide us.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. Common ground, it's all about finding that common ground between everyone. And
exactly.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. It sounds like some events in the past have been a lot of different activities, and it seems like you guys try to mix it up and not kind of repeat the same things, right?
Exactly. And really, the answer to the question is, what does God do when we all get together? The first answer is apparently fun,
mm-hmm.
right? And we just have a really good time, and then we think of new ways to have a really good time, and we see what comes out of that, and other really good stuff comes out of it. Well, but that's where we like to start.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, it's a great starting way, especially because this is obviously kind of focused more on students, right, and the younger members of our community. And then obviously a little tough to kind of maybe get them out of their shell a little bit. So some fun activities definitely usually helps open things up, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I'd say also, you know, in the Crookston community, when there are a lot of churches here. Mm-hmm. And so they get excited when they know that they're going to be connecting with their friends of Cathedral or Our Savior's or Harvest, you know, when they're all together in one space. I mean, it kind of excites them in a new way, and they want to be a part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think growing up from Crookston, we didn't have these common ground events where, like I said, you know, each different church had their things, which was great. Everybody had good times, but it would have been cool to have something like this to where, again, you have your friends from school or wherever it may be, and you really connect on a little more, a better level, too. So, very exciting. How long have you guys been doing this now? I can't remember exactly. It's been a few years?
You know, our first event was the spring of 2022. So, okay. We are just okay. Over a year, but we kind of talk about that when we gather together mm-hmm. as youth leaders, that we feel like this has been going for longer.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Because we kind of hit the ground running, and we were all kind of on the same page mm-hmm. and have had a lot of fun, like, brainstorming on where we could go next and what are the things that we could do. And so we already have a logo, we have apparel now, so I mean, it feels like a legit thing that's been around longer than a year. So
you know, that's great. Yeah, no, it does look pretty legit, I will say. I see the logo right in front of me here. It looks awesome. So so great. So well, let's get right to talking about this event coming up here now. And it looks like this is going to be here tomorrow, July 19th. And so why don't we go ahead and just kind of talk about what this event is and where it's at.
Yeah, like you said, it's tomorrow, July 19th. Starts at 5:30 to 8. And we just wanted to provide an event that's pretty low-key. It's revolved around, like we talked about, fun, fellowship, and we've got food, too. So it'll be a grill out, so come hungry. The age group we should emphasize, you know, you talked about the younger group. With a summer event, people are kind of caught in, but, well, what grade am I? Is it yeah. last year? Is it next year? And so it is saying those that have just completed 6th through 12th.
Okay.
So that means if you're going into 7th or if you are a recent grad, we invite you to come and have one final hurrah with your youth group and the youth in your community. So food will be provided at the beginning. You know, if you've seen the flyer around, you'll see that a pickleball paddles and a ball are kind of a focus. And we're having it at Schuster. Mm-hmm. And so that's where the pickleball courts are. And, you know, that's going to be an option to learn about pickleball, take part in a doubles tournament down there. But that, you know, that'll be something that's kind of more structured. But there's going to be tons of unstructured things from, you know, stuff on the tennis court, using the basketball, you know, court hoop there to lawn games, tons of different lawn games. Or if you just want to sit and visit for that couple hours, it's going to be a space where you're invited to take part in as little or as much as you want during that time.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's something that I know some kids might, you know, again, be a little timid more so and not be wanting to go full bore into a big structured tournament or something like that. But just having that option to really do whatever you want, whatever fits for you, that's a great thing to have that option. So that's very cool to see. So again, happening down in Schuster Park, and so a great space there in our community to come together. And well, I mean, we have a lot of other things going on there. Is there any other details you want to talk about during that? You said some lawn games. Are we talking about like some bags?
Yeah,
or
so we'll have bean bags. Mm-hmm. We'll have some bocce ball. Can jam. We talked about maybe some frisbees or footballs. So lots of different things to kind of have a pickup game. Again, like Leah said, nothing is really structured outside of the pickleball tournament. So it's really just a chance to come out, hang out with your friends, have some new faces. Because like we said, it'll be kids that are who have just finished the sixth grade. So that's great to get those new kids involved, see what Common Ground is all about, hang out with their friends, have a good time.
Different activities for different age groups as well. So, I mean, I know, like, you know, as you grow up, some things, you know, get older, some games aren't as fun to cool enough to do anymore, but have some options to do that. And then really, again, just go out and again, see some people where you might not see often in these settings. So that's great. There's pickleball. There's a lot of fun other events going on. Is there anything else you guys have planned?
Well, of course, there's also going to be food.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
So we're going to be playing games. We're going to be running around. And then we're going to be fueling you up as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure, Leah, what are we going to do for the grill?
Oh, and we should thank, you know, right down in Schuster, a lot of people's backyards bump right up to the park. So the Tankwists have been so generous to offer their grill. And so they'll be grilling for us from their home, which is right, it just kind of flows into Schuster Park.
Yeah.
So it worked really well. So we are grateful for Jason and Renee Tankwist for offering that up for us. So yeah. And you know, the hard thing, and we want to emphasize, you know, because some of our events, we have needed people to register in advance.
Mm-hmm.
This one, we do not require that. We're kind of doing a guesstimate as far as food. And so, but we're right across the street from Hugo's. So if we need to go get more food, we'll get more food. That would be a good problem to have. So yeah, don't think that, oh, shoot, I missed the registration or I needed a permission slip. This is one of those, just please show up and invite a friend. You know, we mentioned there are those six churches that are part of the coordinating and connecting, in which we're always open to other leaders from other churches joining us. This is not an exclusive group by all means whatsoever. So please reach out to any one of us at these churches and let us know that you'd like to be involved. But this extends to all kids in our community and surrounding area. Mm-hmm. We've had other kids from Climax and Fisher that have been coming as well, which is great. So again, the whole purpose is connect on that common ground and where we are in our faith and be that space where kids can feel comfortable to come for that first time and explore those areas when maybe they haven't before.
Yeah. And again, for our listeners, just maybe tuning in that we were talking about the Common Ground event over in Schuster Park, heading our way tomorrow already from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And they'll have a pickleball tournament, a whole lot more. They're, as we just mentioned, grilling out, a whole lot of great food, some fun lawn games, tennis, basketball, a whole lot of great events. And again, it's the Common Ground event is just a great thing for our community. The fact that it's a lot of different churches coming together and finding the common ground. I know where you see where you came the name up with that. That's
right.
pretty smart. So no, yeah, it's a great event. And again, it's for those students who just finished 6th through 12th grade. It's a large gathering, hopefully. And again, whether you want to be in that tournament or you just want to come and hang out and just communicate and just connect a little bit more with some other individuals from other churches, it's a great opportunity for it.
And you guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but even if you have never played pickleball before,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Even if right now you are picturing someone just throwing a pickle back and forth across the net, you can still come and play in the tournament, right?
You are correct. I'm glad you brought that up.
And you can play next to me, who's never played or heard of this game before we made these plans. No. And I will make you look good.
Yes, and we will. And that is a really good point, because if someone looks and sees, like, this is revolved around pickleball, and if you've always been curious about it, because it is a sport that is really getting a lot of attention lately. And so we thought that's what would be fun, is for people to have that opportunity in a safe environment where a lot of people are going to be on the same page. But we will have a time of instruction to kind of share how to play, what the rules are, not just throw you out there. So you can come with zero experience, zero knowledge. We'll walk you through some basics. We'll pair you up with someone. You don't have to have a partner, you know, going into the evening. We'll pair you up that night and have a... Riley has shared that he is a bracket expert, so he's going to be putting a bracket together on the spot between the hours of 5:30 and 6. We should have... It's kind of eating and signing up for the tournament and just kind of low-key time to start, and we'll get rolling with the actual competing at about 6:30.
Okay. So. And that's the great thing about pickleball, too. It is a pretty easy sport to pick up. Yes. I mean, it's again, kind of a cross between badminton, tennis, along those lines. It's an interesting sport. We're very lucky to have courts in our community,
yeah.
Let alone, the ability to meet up and have a good time out there. So, yeah. And that's a nice thing, too, that you guys are going to have that instruction, too, to not, again, scare away someone who, you know, doesn't have any idea and think, oh, I want to do that. I want to go and, you know, look like out of place. But
right. Yeah. Or like me, just flailing around out there, but having a great time.
And that's what it's about, too. Again, obviously, it's about just being comfortable in where you're at and you know, reaching new places of comfort, too, with community members. It's really cool. And peers of your own age group. So. Yeah.
Right. And again, should emphasize too, all equipment will be provided. Mm-hmm. So as far as on the tennis courts, if you wanted to play some tennis, there'll be extra balls and rackets there. Pickleball will have all the things that you need to play there. So you really don't need to bring anything. No equipment, no money. I would wear tennies, you know, probably, wear something that you can move quickly around. Yes, exactly. Even though that's not a necessity in pickleball either, but it just might be more comfortable.
Of course. Well, and so is there anything else you guys like to touch on? I mean, obviously this is the big thing, your big summer event. And I mean, if you want to talk more about the Common Ground group as a whole, or is there anything else you'd want to touch on before we wrap up for today?
You know, Common Ground is one of those things where really Riley Stroot felt a real call to create something that lots of different churches from lots of different backgrounds, lots of different opinions could come together, because he saw lots of divisions in other places and felt like then the church should do the opposite of that. And it's working. But what it means is that it's very grassroots. We don't have a master plan for the year. Right. And so if you have an idea, or if you have an opportunity, something that you think would work really great as a Common Ground event, or just that kids would really love, you should really let us know, because we will be open to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. Or a space that you know of, or just any idea that you have moving forward, because we're just figuring it out as we go as well. And just want to emphasize again how this is not an exclusive thing to these six churches. This is something that is open to anyone to jump on board, anyone to attend the events or be a part of the planning as well. So
that's just awesome to hear. I mean, obviously, a lot of great ideas can come from me. I'm assuming this probably just came like, oh, hey, Schuster Park's there. Let's go there. And so.
That meeting that we had, we went full circle with our ideas. Yeah. So you are exactly right.
And that's the thing. It's great to have, places in our community and that you can do things like this. And so if somebody does have a good idea, what's the best way they can contact any of you three or anybody else in the Common Ground group?
Yeah, no, I know on the bottom of most of our flyers, like Mike had shared, Riley Stroot is kind of a key person who kind of had this original vision. Mm-hmm. And so his number is on the flyer that's out there, as well as mine. I'm happy to take any calls. I put my cell phone almost anywhere. And so, but you can also just call any of these churches. And I should list kind of the churches again. First Presbyterian, Harvest, Our Savior's, St. Paul's, Trinity, and Cathedral are those six churches that if you called any of those churches and asked for the youth leader, we could help guide you into who to connect with, or, you know, take your idea or let you know about the next time we'll be meeting.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. How often do you guys meet and kind of think about this stuff? Is it...
I would say we're... more than every other month, but maybe not necessarily every
monthly,
month.
Yeah,
I would say somewhere between 6 and 8 weeks, you know, depending on what we have. You know, sometimes if we have an event coming up, we'll sneak in an extra one just to make sure we're all on the same page. But it's been a wonderful group to be a part of. Every time we have an event, I know I go in thinking I should be more stressed. But because it's such a great team and everyone kind of has their area that they're focusing on, I mean, it's they're wonderful events to be a part of, planning and coordinating and then putting together, because it's a great team.
Well, that is awesome. Well, any other last thoughts before we call it good for today? Because we covered a whole lot. Again, the Summer Bash is the pickleball tournament and more over at Schuster Park. Grill out, lawn games, tennis, basketball, a whole lot more, a whole lot of fun. At Schuster Park, again, from 5:30 to 8 p.m., check it out. Students who have finished 6th or 12th grade, or 6th through 12th grade, rather, it's going to be just a great event. And, again, you don't have to be a pickleball professional. You,
exactly.
You can just head on over and have a good time. You can do as little or as much as you want.
That's right. Do it all. Mm-hmm. Do none of it. Let's just do it together.
I love that. That's great.
Good logo.
All right.
Or a good quote.
Yeah. So, well, I guess if that will do it, then we'll call it good for today. Thank you all for coming in. It's just a great thing for our community. And we really appreciate whenever you guys can come on and talk about it some more and let our listeners hear about it and help spread the word. So for your next event, let us know and we'll get you back on. So
yes, we appreciate thank you so
yes,
much.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For helping promote it.
All right. That's been a look at your Valley Talk program for this Tuesday, July 18th. You're into the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston.